Thank you very much, Chairperson. Botswana aligns itself with the statement of the Africa Group. We offer our congratulations for your reappointment as the Chairperson Rapporteur of the session. We thank the High Commissioner for Human Rights for her opening remarks at this very important meeting. We are encouraged by her participation as a demonstration of commitment by her office on the DDPA and its effective implementation. Botswana has, at every opportunity, reiterated its commitment to the fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other related intolerances. My delegation has also consistently advocated for the full and effective implementation of the ICERT, the DDPA, as well as the outcome document of the Durban Review Conference. To this end, the working group can be assured of our continued cooperation and participation. 2020 has been wrecked by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has affected all facets of our lives with the continued restrictions of movements, lockdown, and loss of livelihoods, amongst others. Although COVID-19 has arguably been an equalizer in terms of level of disruptions, the impact has been more pronounced on marginalized and vulnerable communities, including of Africans and people of African descent. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights stated that the COVID-19 crisis disproportionately affected certain marginalized racial, national, or ethnic communities and population groups. This exposed underlying structural inequalities and fundamental challenges in various areas of social, economic, civil, and political life, and further exacerbated racism and racial discrimination that has existed in many parts of the world. In addition to the devastating health consequences of COVID-19 for people of African descent and certain national or ethnic minorities, including people of Asian descent, there's been a significant increase in racial verbal abuse, harassment, and violence in public spaces. Devastating as the effects of COVID-19 were, this did not deter the groundswell of global outcry and public protest, responding to and calling out injustices and brutality faced by Africans and people of African descent on a daily basis. The protest, especially following the killing of George Floyd, forced all of us to look in the mirror and introspect on the state of the world with regard to systemic racism and what we must do about it. The Africa Group swiftly responded to this event and gave the Human Rights Council an opportunity to stand up and play its role to ensure a collective response to injustices and violations of human rights on the basis of race. While the implementation of this resolution emanating from the urgent debate is underway, we encourage the working group to pick the baton now and ensure that addressing racism remains top priority for the Human Rights Council. On specific agenda items of this session, we look forward to frank discussions on racial discrimination worldwide, taking into account the implementation of the DDPA on its 20th anniversary, and taking into account the resolution that was recently adopted of the Africa Group resolution by the Human Rights Council. As we reflect on the last 20 years of the DDPA, we hope this will provide an opportunity for renewed commitment and strengthened efforts by all states to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and all related intolerances. I thank you, Chairperson.